And our next coach on the teleconference is Maryland head coach Brenda Freese. The Terrapins are the three-time defending Big Ten champions and returned two starters from last year's 32-3 team that advanced to the NCAA Sweet 16. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you mind giving us a quick opening statement? Then we'll take some questions.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Obviously, we're all really excited to be able to get started. Like you mentioned, our two returning starters in Kristen Comfroy and Kyla Charles. I thought this past summer gave us a tremendous opportunity with the World University Games to play in Taiwan and get some incredible competition as well as practices to prepare our team for this upcoming season. And obviously with who we lost and preparing with new roles and a lot of new players in the mix, our non-conference schedule, we definitely improved. So, you know, games with South Carolina, UConn, Miami, Virginia, George Washington. So we will have an early look to really know and have a feel of where our team is at.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Michelle.
You have a really different team, you know, with graduation and some other things. This is a different squad. I wonder if you could give us a sense of what that's like, you know, for you, kind of just, I mean, it is going to be very different, I think, this year. And then how you see some of the players you mentioned and maybe some others that we're not as familiar with stepping forward and playing big roles this year.
Yeah, obviously it's my favorite time of year, and I think I really kind of probably enjoy more of the unknown than I know a lot of people like the consistency, but it's always been my favorite part when we lost Alyssa Thomas and, you know, teams probably thought we were going to drop off after losing her and just, you know, then building upon Shatori Walker Kimbrough and Bree Jones to be the next after Alyssa Thomas. So I just love these opportunities that present itself for these players that have really been working hard behind the scenes. And I can't say enough about our sophomore class. You know, we had two of them that were injured last year with Blair Watson and Stephanie Jones, Bree Jones' sister, and to see those two, what they're doing right now, being completely healthy and playing to the level that they were recruited at is really exciting. That sophomore class was the number one recruiting class in the country, and I've shown that in the practices of where they're at right now. Obviously, the transfer of Eliana Kristinaki out of Florida coming into our program is huge. Big-time, you know, scorer can really fill it up. So when you talk about losing Shatori and the ability of what she was able to do from a scoring production end, that piece with Eliana is a critical piece for us.
If I could follow up real quick, just you mentioned Shatori and Alyssa, obviously Christy from a few years back, and mm-hmm. Crystal Langhorne. You have quite a legacy of players in the WNBA, and I see you commenting, you know, on Twitter. What does that mean to you that the success that they've had at Maryland has transferred for so many players that are continuing to be successful, you know, in the WNBA?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we pride ourselves on here at Maryland is the dreams that our players come in at playing at the next level, WNBA and overseas, and the amount of players that we have playing in both. And then, like you said, being able to translate that you can be successful now in the league. And, you know, Alyssa Thomas is an all-star this year. Marissa Coleman's been one in the past, Crystal Langhorne, and the longevity of their careers. So the fact that I feel like, you know, that is a big piece of our program is preparing all of our student athletes, whether it's professionally or their job, to, you know, we really take that to heart in terms of being prepared for the real world.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Christy Winter Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Christy.
Quick question about leadership and in terms of the leadership piece. Who have you seen, or maybe not just one person, but who have you seen take leaps and bounds in terms of stepping up to be a vocal leader for the team?
Well, we spend a lot of time obviously talking about leadership by committee, but our most vocal leader and the leader that probably drives this team the most is Kyla Charles. She's a sophomore, but just when you talk about the how she commands a room, the respect she has from her teammates, she led us obviously, you know, over in Taiwan, and she just kind of has that it factor when you talk about A to Z in terms of what she brings to the table for us.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Vera.
Okay, so we media folks and fans may use the term a rebuilding year for you. How accurate or inaccurate is that statement, and why or why not?
You know, I think we'll be rebuilding in our non-conference, but we'll be ready by March. So, you know, I think, you know, obviously when you talk about some of these young kids and needing to get their feet wet and the experience that they've watched from the bench, now they'll be fulfilling new roles. But I think, you know, we prepare our kids to understand the responsibility of what's going to be placed upon them in terms of who's up next. So I do think with the challenge of our non-conference schedule, we will be a work in progress early, but preparing ourselves for big picture and being ready for Big Ten play and then postseason will be our over, our biggest goal in terms of what we're preparing for.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you.